Rishi, Gyabji Jetsun Lobsang Tenzing Palsangpo was born in Tibet in 1934. Rinpoche was ordained as a monk at the age of 7. Following His Holiness the Dalai Lama into exile in 1959, he entered Seroje Monastery. He was enrolled into Sangpa Khamsen at the age of 17. Following a rigorous study of the Buddhist philosophies, he obtained the highest honor of Geshe Larampa degree in 1979 after debate examination attended by none other than His Holiness the Dalai Lama and other senior Buddhist scholars. After receiving the Geshe Larampa degree, he entered Yumei Tantric College and 2 years later became the master of discipline. Rinpoche also studied the esoteric teachings of the Mayana tradition extensively while he was there at Yumei Tantric College. In 1985, His Holiness the Dalai Lama appointed him as the abbot of Yumei Tantric University, a position he held for 6 years. Since then, Rinpoche has taught widely in India and in the West. Rinpoche has also been very closely connected to our guru, Gyabji Lama Zopa Rinpoche, the Kenzo Lama Lundrup and Kopan Monastery for many, many years. Rinpoche has been invited to teach at the annual Monlam celebrations at Kopan Monastery as the principal teacher. Rinpoche was also director at Dongak Kupenling Dharma Center based in Montreal, Canada. In fact, Rinpoche just flew in from Montreal to be here in Singapore just for us. Rinpoche was appointed to the position of Changse Choje in 2010, which placed him second in line for the position of the Gangdan Tripa after the former Shapa Choje, late Jetsun Lobsang Tenzin at that time. So, Rinpoche, thank you very much. We are really honored and privileged that you have your distinguished presence here in Amitabha Buddhist Center, and we please implore you to impart to us the precious teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa, Three Principles of the Path tonight. Thank you, Rinpoche.
Please turn to page 73 of the Red Prayer Book.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 གས 아니 타둘라다 대체와 까지 말해 신도 대체와 그 어디 예 바깔아 대체베 단조지 땡데란지 아니 내신이 비트데스 땅 알아서 예 말해 와 대야 아니 가서래 되게 단조고 꼬대잖아 땡대야 렌도 메네 봐 아니 치와 내가 치와 남지라 치 내가 메 봐 치위 치체 마지샴 Come, maybe I'm by the Ekana. Oh, you can you do GB two tones? What did you can you do GB two tenem? Tenet said he would that tender never cavata. Never ten, you really never you did Chiba Yinza. Tale Lanji told me, come, say, come day, and a castle castle. Ten Chiba get ten Lanji told me, come, say, Temedo Masonga. 전화대마지 치고래 쓰네. 저와 장군라마 종하고 친비 전진 돈나 전면다와 팡스. 예바가나 전에 너도 매 쏘나 시전에 오다 전 전다와대 전신보. 다 전화대마지 치고 그래 야
쓰 쓰리다. So in the so in the Guru Puja, as mentioned, there's this particular verse regarding the precious human rebirth. Having achieved this precious human rebirth of opportune state of leisure and endowments this once is extremely difficult to obtain, and it was easily lost or easily disintegrates. Please bless me that I may not be distracted by the meaningless affairs of this life, but use it to achieve great meaning. So here, this particular verse, it refers to the precious human rebirth that we have attained of the eight leisures and the 10 endowments and 10 richnesses. And so this excellent support or basis for Dharma practice is only obtained this once, and it's extremely hard to obtain, extremely hard to achieve such a form of rebirth. It is hard in terms of the causes and conditions that come about to achieve it, as well as to hard to describe in terms of examples describe the greatness, richness of this precious human rebirth. And so this precious human rebirth having great meaning, it has great meaning in every way, every aspect, every single moment of this precious human rebirth. One can achieve great benefit from it. There's great meaning to it, extremely meaningful. So at this moment, we have all achieved such a precious human rebirth. And however, this basis, this physical support for Dharma practice and will not last for all of eternity. One will quickly meet the circumstance of death, impermanence, and will very swiftly meet with demise. So at this point of time, we must realize how greatly meaningful this precious human rebirth is, and how rare it is to obtain it, and is achieved only once. So therefore, we should strive to not waste this precious human rebirth. One must not render it meaningless by being distracted by the affairs of this life. One should always strive to achieve great meaning out of this meaningful precious human rebirth, as mentioned by Lama Tsongkha.
Oh yeah, to me, today, today, morning, but today, you will never change it. Look, change it so much. That you will can do it. Language, right? Na, ane ta you will chung la. Kasi tamne kanda ko koi dewa tamne la. Ane rani tendo ni yeba jiu tendo chung si so much. Change, mandala ya ane dewa chima. 사랑이 단단히 예박이 안에 단조고 때 된대지 예박이 텐설라 배바 조고래 와 오 같이 탄메다 한다 그 코이 대와 삼다라 라니 텐도니 예바 주우테니 충우시 자니 남린 그 자와 남지 주면 양가 수만하시 오 세디 아니 가수래 깨와치마 나성 안 되냐서 믿어온 바 아니 단조기 최저제 창화기 유대한 된대지니 오된대와대라 아니 어수준 남아다배 시승하다 모낭 처만매 배짬성화 아니 아니 지수 파진집이 주체화 나띠니 공급하래 와 침지된지 조화투명 오다 무관계본대 타와따두니 자니 또 디비나라 성화당 아니 다 온디리 온디리든 좀 미리든 좀 지쳐봐라야 수줌 숨게 와 좋아 온디준이 수줌 내셔매 소원하시 오다 어때 어때 다 대체받아 된대지 주변에 된다 만다라야 이 뭐 충고 되든지 내가 와자 좋아 네 야
So then the verse in the Guru Puja portion then continues saying that may I not be distracted by the meaningless affairs of this life, but always strive to extract the essence of such a meaningful rebirth. So what exactly does essence here refer to? According to the lamp of the path, which is the root text of all the Lamrims or the graduate path enlightenment, there it says, for those beings who strive to achieve rebirth, a higher rebirth in the next future life, to not fall into the lower realms, but to achieve the precious human rebirth similar to this physical support that we have right now, which is endowed with the eight leisures and the 10 richnesses. So by doing, in order to achieve that, one needs to keep faultless ethics, observe ethical discipline. One needs to make stainless prayers, as well as with the assistive factor of the cultivation of the six perfections. So in short, in order to, for being, this is what we call the goal of a practitioner that belongs to the category of a being of the lower capable being with the lower capacity. So these beings, these practitioners, they strive to achieve such a precious human rebirth again once more in the future life in order to continue their practice. And in order to achieve that, one needs to, at the very basis, one needs to definitely to keep, the cultivate the practice of ethical discipline. Nos.
Oh yeah. That is, 가서 미국지 본고추를 양다 봐서 왔을 때네. 온도 3mm 된대지 일이야. 제가 나지 땅 아니 코아치 동안에서 동아지 라신라 마대바 인장 아니 코에 코알라 타르와 그 타바 되니지 로그 깨고 와인다 시비델라 잡저시 디빌라 또 타니 가시라시 잠전 받지 우테니 증시차 자니 오다 지금 냠병 가서 숨만 하신 시바 코에 대와라 잡지 쳐와다 아니 어디빌라 또 봐 아니 저와도 저기 동안 예와 시비 니시 텐도 예와 그 아니 그 증기랑 나야 로정 거에 어
So therefore for these practitioners who strive to achieve a similar physical support in this next life then they engage in the practice of actively abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions And through such a practice of abandoning and 10 non-virtuous actions, they then create the causes to achieve a higher rebirth in future lives, such as those of humans and devas. And then, however, even though one may have achieved such a higher rebirth, however, one is not beyond the boundaries of birth, sickness, aging, and death. So therefore, one realizes that even though one may be born in more opportune states, such as the higher rebirths, one is not beyond, nor free of being the nature of suffering of samsara or cyclic existence. So therefore, one, through understanding that all the happinesses of within cyclic existence is no more than mere suffering, one strives to achieve the three types of suffering, suffering of pain, of change, and especially the suffering of the all-pervasive compounded suffering, and which is the actual suffering that is to be abandoned. And practitioners who strive to do that then with such a motivation, engage in keeping of ethics as well as the practice of cultivation of wisdom, then these practitioners would be what we call the middling capacity or the middle capacity practitioners.
Oh yeah. Then it nearly type of your command to talk about that. Rani Chibo Chava do what you do on your shavaki. Nearly type of jamba to talk about that. Yama, Jenny Sabata, Yende Sabat, Chorio Yamba. Around Dungajina was sent to Shan Dungajina, Missiba.
So then above that, there is the higher training of the higher capable being, whereby one understands that even though one may be following the path of the middle capable being, one is can merely achieve partial achievements, attainments of self-benefit. In terms of when one achieves the goal of the lower nirvana by following the path of the middle capable being, one is unable to achieve work for the welfare of sentient beings, unable to achieve meaning or the benefit of others. And in terms of achieving benefit or welfare of oneself, it is only a partial achievement because one does not, by achieving one's own lower nirvana, one is unable to completely exhaust all faults or completely perfect all qualities there are to perfect. So, and also through the understanding that all sentient beings are equaling space, just like oneself are the same, in the sense that we all, whether it's self or others, we all desire happiness and we do not wish suffering, and so therefore we are all equal in terms of that. And also, such beings who of such great capacity or the greatest capable being, then cultivate the path of enlightenment, or cultivate the training, the path of the greatest, greater capable being by training in minds of renunciation, as well as bodhicitta mind, and the right view of emptiness. And in order to train in the mind of bodhicitta, mind of seeking to achieve enlightenment, the enlightenment mind, it necessarily has its roots in the mind of compassion. And in order to give rise to this mind of great compassion, one needs to support that with the understanding of renunciation. Without true renunciation or samsara, one is not able to give rise to compassion. And if one does not understand the nature of one's own cyclic existence, one would not be able to comprehend the extent of the suffering of all sentient beings. Therefore, in order to generate the mind of great compassion, one needs to have the mind of renunciation first. And through having mind of completed mind renunciation, then following that, one is able to give rise to perfect compassion, mind of compassion. And through having generated a mind of compassion, only then is one able to give rise to the mind of enlightenment or bodhicitta. You know, the mind wishing, which is the mind wishing to free all sentient beings from every kind of suffering and establish them in the highest state of bliss, which is a state of Buddhahood. And in order to achieve that, then one needs to train in bodhicitta mind. So then even with the even if one has these two, renunciation and bodhicitta mind, perfectly generated in one's mind, but without the force of the right view of emptiness, one is unable to destroy the different types of afflictive emotions that are in one's mind, such as anger, desire, attachment, jealousy, and envy, and so forth. So therefore, one needs to train in the right view of emptiness in order to complete the path to enlightenment. And therefore, the essence of the path to enlightenment has these three principles, which is renunciation, bodhicitta, and the right view of emptiness. Los.
Oh, yeah. Then the other, Ani da kasore, ani tiba jinbe chusu zhoda mandro sehde, ani tanda shiwana che samba chanju kisimji, ani simbi gunlan chanju kisimji simba la ra leba la. O gunlan chanju kisimji ra masi na, ani chio samba kandari chenya tiba jinbe chusu mandro wa yinzang. Da chanju kisimji simba jo goba yinba yinzang tari. Ani dagi tanjo ji dan sambo lanji tobe gabde. Ani koyu pinzo la macha wa. Makan semjian tamjo kobe nana dunga ji dunga da, juhi dunga da, chawa duji ji dunga de, dunga semjian nyamda wa dinam. Ani dunga judan jia wa la chawe chitu. Ani tobe chalanam ba yanda ba sobe sanje ji koma rinpo ji jine ji tobe chaki yin. Ti chitu. Toba cheba la tobje ge lam nyam su lengu. Lam nyam su lengu la xiewa gu. Xiewa la tuyo gu wa yin zang. Ani lam zu lam su sumji. Ani xio li xio lun du du zi. Ani san nyam bi guan na. Ani gu long ten di ji guan na. Ani san gu gu li.
So likewise, so please turn to the Red Prayer Book on page 141. This is the root text that will be explained tonight. So likewise, in order to attain Buddhahood, one necessarily needs to definitely cultivate the three principles of the path as mentioned above, renunciation, bodhicitta, and the right view of emptiness. So this particular text called the three principles of the path laid out before us was written as a encouragement or advice by Lama Tsongkhapa to this particular master called Thakpo Ngawang Chakpa. So today, Chu Rinpoche will offer us the explanatory transmission or the shilung of this particular text. So, motivation here is extremely important since what we are about to listen to a Mahayana teaching, our motivation should be one that is captivated by the mind of bodhicitta. Without bodhicitta, no matter what practice we may do, without the bodhicitta motivation, no practices ever become that of Mahayana Dharma. So therefore, please adjust your motivation by firstly thinking that we have achieved this precious human body through the which is equipped with the eight types of leisures as well as the ten richnesses, and you know, one should not be attached to the perfections of some cyclic existence. One should know that all the mother sentient beings throughout space are caught up in the three types of suffering: the suffering of pain, the suffering of change, as well as all pervasive compounded suffering. So in order to free all these sentient beings from these three types of suffering, I must strive to achieve the fully enlightened state of Buddhahood. And for this purpose, I must cultivate the path to achieve such a state. And in order to cultivate the path, I first need to know the method or the nature of the path. And for this purpose, I shall now listen to this explanatory transmission of this text, the three principles of the path.
Oh, yeah. That thing that you learned in number. Sumbu, Achanum Brua Chevala, that you down Lamsusum Gregory, subject to him, but I was it. That Lord did the Shinny by Tower de Gina, and the Tomago, a part of Gawa, Tamago, a summon check. Tomon Gawa Della, and the Cheva Jeva, the Sheva Tamjava, and then the Yamago was there, two song go at it. That Tomon Gawa Day, and the Cheva Jeva de Quare, Senna. And it is in Lama Namla Chatalo, said the Chuba Chaba. What is in Lama Namla Chatalo, said that? Oh, 做的 아니 장군아마장아와천복이 양답에다와가라니에바그라마 아니 장군 지지제매양시칠라때네 아니 양답에다와투수치바인장 아니 다 가서라제매양라쳐야지봐 양지제매양라때네 양답에다와투수치바디 아니 장군라매친지내도내신도제외삼바당기세 전에 오전에 내생님부터다 이제 요한하시전에 오전을 남아서오디 안에 장어 안에 가서 지시 잼배에 한다 뒤 천배 안에 천정을도 지 남아 남아 안에 쳐봐 쳐봐 와 어 쳐봐 쳐봐 되라 지지 남아 남아 차차로 안에 어 쳐봐 쳐봐 그와 안에 주위에서 쳐봐다 틈바다 但是怎么他吃不当但是准备把这洗完了做个气度啊你直接那么那么了恰恰了谁干了直接准备样子啊你做前面请人我直接那么那么了吃吧吃吧的都行吧的嗯。So
here in the pre-principles of the path, there is the outline of this text. There is an outline for even this text, even though it's short. There are three main sections. There's the beginning, we'll call the virtuous at the beginning, virtuous in the middle, and virtuous at the end. And that which is virtuous in the beginning starts with this expressing the homage to the gurus. And in the text, Lama Tsongkhapa says, I bow down to my perfect gurus. And Lama Tsongkhapa himself, in his lifetime, he achieved mastery over the perfect, mastery over the view, right view of emptiness, by relying upon his guru, which was directly his direct vision of Manjushri in person. And so here, by relying on Manjushri, that was by precisely by relying on Manjushri that he achieved mastery over the perfect view of an emptiness. So therefore here he pays homage to Manjushri, and also on his other gurus, pays homage to his other gurus that have guided him, such as Shonu Lodro and so forth. And in here, the purpose of paying homage by the author at the beginning of this text is for auspiciousness and also to accumulate merit as a form of prayer that the composition, the text that is about to be composed, would be able to reach its completion. And you know, and the process of composing it for there to be no hindrances whatsoever to arise at all. Nos.
Oh yeah. That the learning that Java Doji, you know. And it is a laman of la cha talo, say Gala. And it, she need them be prior, madam being me. And it's a bad tenzo, Jared tenzo. What the tenzo, is a laman of la cha talo, say Labrinda Jana. And Lamjitawa, she need them be suited. That did not understand about it.
So here in this very first line, when it says, I bow down to my perfect gurus, even though it's expressing homage, but if one were to combine this text in very specifically with the Lamrim outline, or the outline of the system called the graduated path to enlightenment, then this particular verse refers to the section of relying on the spiritual friend or the virtuous friend, the guru. And then by showing, what it shows here is that the relying on the guru, the master, is the root of the path. And also it also contains all the sayings in that section regarding the benefits of proper reliance, as well as the on a qualified master, and the drawbacks or downfalls of not correctly relying on the master. And then also it talks about how to rely on the master through thought as well as through action,
through service. Loss. 남당의 주매바 시조이 要讲起，那啥，要假如说那工钱银币的加上他们南京，要加上那个，都都都，假如说那工钱银币的加上他们南京阿边了，干点汤钱南京都过去，其他女性大概下把钱，啥的下把汤钱花钱，那下把汤钱花下钱，你也没过，俺来想做，啊，现在假如说那工钱银币的是干了，年终。 加上他们南京那边，他们谁干了？抢救给谁？刚才他们南京中午的谁干了？杨大伯大娃，我都是钱的，来来来来来，讲了都是的。杨呢？加上他，可是中国，俺那人就来把家里，是吧？老么子？
南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南南 begins with the verse that says, the essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings, the path praised by all the holy victors and their children, the gateway of the fortunate ones, desire and liberation, this I shall try to explain as much as I can. And there is also another way of understanding this particular paragraph by combining the first three verses with the three principles. The first one, the essential meaning of victorious one's teachings, can refer to renunciation. And the second line, the path praised by all the holy victors and their children, refers to bodhicitta. And the third one, the third line, the gateway of the fortunate ones desiring liberation, refers to the correct view of emptiness. So therefore, this is a way of combining this verse with the Lamrim outline as well. Nos.
Oh yeah, there is Sura Kunji Nimbi Ten Sigel and Jung Sura Tamjagi Nimbo Toma Kualang Wachi Mandi Dungalang Wachumada Kura Dungalang Jum Mewala Ani Lamisha Bajesa Meba in the Devi Sura Kunji Nimbi Ten Sige Jasa Tambanam Jung Abi Lam Sere Chanju is same day Jasa Tambanam Jung Abi Lam Chanju Chan. Jasa Chanju Samba Yemede, Chanju Kisem Yemeke Jesutrova Yenzang, Jasa Tamba Namjin Abe Lam, Chanju Kisem. And Gandhi Tanju Namji Jungo says, Taba Dumba, Taba Cheba Lat, Taba Dungang Kasane, Taba Taba Cheba Lat, Taba Topjegi, Ani Pachuk Tawa, Nanjin Maripa Sabena Java Bango, the Tiponjak in your body Yanda Betawa Yenzang. 我刚才谈的那么就中
So here, as we mentioned earlier, the meaning of these first three lines of this particular paragraph can be understood in terms of the three principles of the path. The essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings here refers to renunciation of cyclic existence. Without thoroughly renouncing the entirety of cyclic existence, one is unable to generate the other realizations that follow. One is unable to begin the path towards enlightenment. So therefore, this is the first and foremost. And second line that says, the path praised by all the holy victors and their children. So because this is a Mahayana path, therefore the essence of the Mahayana path is the mind of bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment. Therefore, this Mahayana bodhicitta mind is the most important subject, so therefore is praised by all the holy victors and the children. And then the third one, the gateway to fortune, one's desiring liberation, that is the view of emptiness. For those who wish to achieve liberation, they need to abandon, the object of abandonment here for them is the adhering to this concept of the self, truly existent self. So this mind of ignorance or bewilderment, of wrong understanding, adhering to the truly existent self, is the object of abandonment. And therefore, by having the view of emptiness, the antidote to that is the correct view of emptiness. So therefore, it is called the gateway of the fortunate ones desiring liberation. So therefore, one can view this paragraph within the outline of the Lamrim or within the exclusive outline of the three principles.
Yes.
Then the next verse, it says, those who are not attached to the pleasures of cyclic existence, who strive to make freedom and endowments meaningful, who entrust themselves to the path pleasing the victorious ones, you fortunate ones, listen, become mine. So here, the first line is also referring to renunciation, persuading the listener or the disciple to not be attached to the pleasures of cyclic existence. So to generate thoroughly the mind of akasa, renunciation, renouncing the perfections of samsara, to not be attached towards it. And then who strive to make freedom and endowments meaningful. This can also refer to bodhicitta mind, because to not encouraging the listener to not be attached to the pleasures or the bliss and joy of lower nirvana, which is the fruit of the lower paths. So encouraging to generate the mind of bodhicitta, and also encouraging a disciple by to make good use of this precious human rebirth of freedom and endowments meaningful. They're extremely meaningful, and to put them to good use by using them to train in the mind of bodhicitta. And then last one, it says, who entrust themselves to the path pleading the victorious ones. This can also be understood to be referring to the right view of emptiness. So here again, it's a way of presenting the three capable beings or the three principles of the path. And then this section also, if you refer to the corresponding outline in the Lamrim, then it is the section that talks about abandoning the three the faults of a three faults of a vessel, three types of faulty vessels, and the having possessing the six kinds of thoughts when listening to the Dharma teachings. Laws.
Oh yeah, that part you go away there lah. Ani that ngi chung cha se yang da be da wa sun xia ba, right? That ngi chung xia ba there lah ya ngi chung cao gu yu jun zhen ngi chung cao yu su, ani ngi chung jie ba cai shi du shi jia shan zhi ge jie de da. 是吧？但他们我就错过于军战的了，他就应该撤了，我们把伊拉官兵撤的拿下多，是吧？哦，他就应该撤了，我们把伊拉官兵撤的拿来住，两天迷路困于东啊，那洋洋顺便清明拿下多，是，我得他，我得他怎么说啊？
남당 研究没把事做于，但他还得做。남당研究没把事做于，但他天天洗的他没讲。是了，干把一讲，你讲那过年春节他们研究咋是我弟弟他。남당研究没把事把苦话了出话给，俺你他不要骂的。남당研究没把事这个，俺你是把苦逼，但他你我来写话给，他把天天给我写话给，他不要骂的。남당研究没把事做于，但他天天洗的他没了。
Sila 그네 친절했어요. 다 오, 된다며. 아니, 당신 말이 바뀌 아니, 소천 주체네. 아니, 코라 친절 그 주체와 인사 침이 치나. 아니, 다 통마. 아니, 내주 자국 그래서 원 대령 어주 소위 소대. 아.
So, and the first two paragraphs, the first three sections expressing the homage promise composed with Soin to listen. These three compose the first section, which is the verses at the beginning. And next is the middling section, which is the verses in the middle, which is the actual body of the text, which is the actual teachings on the three principles. So the first one is this, the purpose of genuine renunciation. Without the complete intention definitely to be free from circling, there's no way to pacify attachment seeking pleasurable effects in the ocean of circling. So therefore here it says that one does not one has no choice if one desires to be free from the ocean cycling of the ocean of cyclic existence, there's no option other than to generate, one has no choice but to definitely generate the mind of renunciation. And here it says the complete intention definitely to be free is referring to the mind renunciation. If one does not have this mind renunciation, there's no way that one can actually seek the opposite, which is liberation, which is why it says there's no way to pacify attachment seeking pleasurable effects in the ocean circling. And the next line it says, also by craving for cyclic existence, embodied beings and continuously bound. Here it says that because of this craving for the pleasures of cyclic existence, embodied beings means all these sentient beings are continuously binding themselves to such a state of suffering due to the mind of adhering to or grasping at the self-existent I. Due to this, the force of this ignorance, they continuously bound themselves to this state of suffering. So therefore it says, therefore at the very beginning, seek renunciation.
Oh yeah, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. 단위중 초유 초대라 최대 나셔 도바다 아니 치면 나셔 도바 이제 단 고유 최대 나셔 도바라 아니 가르고 와래서는 아니 단종이가 채라 롬 롬해봐 이라콤베 최대 나셔 도시 我 단종이를 예보가와다 아니 단 치와 천미 什么 단종이가 채라 롬해봐 세가라 아니 다들아 개와시에서나 아니 단종에서와 대대시와서와 아니 대니 예가와서와 모두서 제자야 아니 다 다윗한테 예신하라라 딘단이여봐 다리 잠시 예수와나실제 와 다저대니 예봐 신도가 기미든로 도와주봐라 가드들라 편반마좀야 체내양다 좀와 갈라주소와나실제니 오 다저 예봐 요 예봐 대양 아랜도 말이 미네봐 아니 어디다 이런 미네봐 아니 내가 치와 남지랑을 와매봐 아니 치비지 최상부 강매뱀봐 뒤에나야 아니 치와 텐비 파연당 마전비 예미 我 치와 텐비 파연당 마전비 예미 삼네 아니 치와 텐주 텐바 텐양과와 치와 텐바 대가나야 아니 자와숨다 기장구 타자바 숨지고네 아니 내가 치와래 기자숨 어 아니 남진이 와면 내가 매봐라 진짜숨 치비세 시에 강거장 판 매봐서 봐라 진짜숨제 치 차거와 타차와다 대한 타다니도 차거와 타차와다 치마도 시에 강거장 매뱀바 인자 치 코나 제바 타제바 숨지고네 아니 치마 미다보고 대사양인 말이 어 이라 권배 체디 나중에가 체라롱 봐 이라 권배 체디 나셔도 어
So then the next verse, how to generate renunciation. Essentially, this is this section here, renunciation is divided into two points, renunciation towards this life as well as renunciation towards future lives. So here it says, freedom and endowments are difficult to find. So by contemplating upon our perfect human rebirth, this physical support for our practice, how its nature of being endowed with being replete with freedom, the eight types of freedoms and ten endowments, how such an opportunity rebirth is very hard to find. Not only that, it is hard to not is it only hard to obtain, rare to obtain, but it is also very much subject to death and impermanence. It will not last for a long time. So therefore, the next line where it says, "And life has no time to spare," life has no time to spare. So then it says, by gaining familiarity with this, attraction to the appearances of this life is reversed. So here, if one to understand this in corresponding to Lam Rim, it is referring to the section on meditating on death and impermanence, especially the three major outlines where it says that death is certain, and the firstly being the death is certain, secondly the time of death is uncertain, and thirdly, at the time of death, nothing except the Dharma benefits. So therefore, and then also to also further contemplate the benefits of remembering death and impermanence, and the faults of not remembering death and impermanence. And then this is further followed by what we call the description of a process of meditating on death and impermanence, in what we call the three roots and the nine reasons, the nine reasonings. And so the nine reasonings fall under the three roots. The first, the one that as a result of contemplating the three outlines we mentioned before, there are three reasonings that makes one come to the conclusion that one must practice Dharma. One must definitely engage in Dharma practice. And then the following three reasons then bring us to the second conclusion, which is that one definitely needs to begin one's practice Dharma now. One should not delay Dharma practice. And the following three reasonings then will help us come to the conclusion that not only must we practice Dharma, begin Dharma practice without delaying, but we must also practice it purely without it being stained by mundane concerns.
Yes. 내
Can someone bring me the Guru Puja text, please? So in this life, then the next text it says, by thinking over and over again that actions and their effects are betraying, and repeatedly contemplating the miseries of cyclic existence. So here we could understand this to be the section on karma, when one is fearing rebirth, rebirth in lower realms. Yeah. Rebirth in the lower realms, that as a result of the actions of this life, one will have rebirth, negative actions, negativities one has engaged in this life. One will be reborn in the three lower realms and come to experience boundless suffering, boundless pain. So by realizing the reality of this karmic situation, one starts to panic or have fear towards one's situation, one's karmic destiny. So therefore, one seeks an authentic object of refuge, which is the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the Triple Gems as our refuge. Because of this fear of karma, then there is also this verse that Rinpoche has just quoted from the Guru Puja that says, "Aghast at the searing blaze of suffering in the lower realms, I take heartfelt refuge in the three precious gems and seek your blessings that I may eagerly strive to abandon all negativities and accomplish the accumulation of every virtue." So therefore, then by understanding such, because of the fear, that being panic-stricken at one's karmic destiny of possible rebirth in the lower realms, one seeks out his jewels as one's objects of refuge. So therefore, having these two factors of refuge, the factor of fear, as well as the factor of faith in the qualities of the three jewels as being an authentic object of refuge, we seek refuge in the three jewels, and we train in the specific trainings that are related to this section of the karma teachings, which is training in the abandoning of non-virtue and engaging in virtue. And through such practice, one comes to have a higher rebirth, achieve a better physical basis or rebirth in the higher realms in one's future lives.
So then one also goes on to further contemplate on the general sufferings of samsara, such as having to be born in the different one also, by contemplating karma, one needs to go through the specific outline of the karmic section of karma, where it says that karma is certain, you know, in its effects, that if one engages in virtue, it definitely has brings about the fruition results of happiness. And if one engages in non-virtue, it definitely it brings about the fruition of suffering, So therefore, this law is definite. There's no mix-up whatsoever. And the second concerns the magnification of karma. Though one may engage in a small amount of virtue, but small virtuous acts may bring about huge blissful fruition of fruits of happiness. And small acts are not negativity. Negative actions may bring about boundless suffering. So this is a magnification of karma. And also that whatever karma one has created will not go to waste. It will definitely ripen in a matter of time. Then whatever karma one has not created will not meet with the fruition or the result of that. So then one further goes on to contemplate the general sufferings of samsara, such as having been to be born over and over again, going through the higher and lower realms alone, having to always leave behind one's loved ones and so forth. So there are all these generic sufferings of samsara, and also the specific sufferings such as birth, aging, sickness, and death. And then also separating from loved ones, having to ultimately separate from loved ones, and meeting those that one dislikes, and so on and so forth. So this section of regarding the suffering of samsara falls under this category. And then in short, as long as we are bound within this cyclic, this state of existence called samsara, cyclic existence, we are never beyond the boundaries or the demarcation of suffering. We're never beyond suffering at all whatsoever. Whatever perfections within this state that we may encounter, nothing more than mere suffering itself taking on various forms. So after some time, when we come to realize this, we will develop such revulsion towards samsaric perfections in the way a person who is sick, no matter what kind of foods you bring to that person, he only induces nausea in that patient. So likewise, one would have nothing but just mere revulsion to samsara when one has perfect renunciation. So here, the following verse explains that by thinking over and over again that actions and their effects are unbetraying and repeatedly contemplating the miseries of cyclic existence, attraction to the appearances of future lives is reversed. Then the next verse talks about the definition or the mark of having generated renunciation. As we mentioned above, by going through the various methods of meditating upon the suffering, the multifaceted suffering nature of cyclic existence, the general sufferings as well as the specific sufferings of the different realms, one comes to generate an experience or an actual meditative achievement of renunciation mind, whereby no matter what one may encounter in one's in person, no matter what situation or object one may come across, one does not simply is unable to see it as being deceived by it to be true happiness. It simply does not pass beyond the true its true nature of suffering. You know, so therefore, one generates a mind renunciation very strongly, and this is defined by the following verse in verse 5. And it says, when by having trained it that way, there's no arising, even for a second, of attraction to the perfections of cyclic existence. And all day and night, the intention seeking liberation arises. Then the thought of renunciation has been generated.
Oh yeah, that thing, 你就错就错当，你就错中而当，安尼我就戒别才是马前才呢。那第一节了，安尼长久是什么戒不住，安尼错过，长久什么戒不住，长久什么戒嘛，戒别才如是这样讲的。So
the above portion we have completed section regarding body renunciation. The purpose of generating renunciation, how to generate, go about actually generating renunciation, and the definition of having generated renunciation. So then we move on to the second portion, or the second principle, which is the mind enlightenment of bodhicitta. And again, this is divided in three sections, the purpose of generating bodhicitta, how to go about generating it, and the definition of having generated the mind of enlightenment. Laws.
Oh, yeah. 那得看的是那长久什么结是长久，我觉得长久什么的什么给我，我这看的是那长久什么结给我做的。你说这样那么大什么结，什么办法那那么长久结，凭着结尾就是明觉呗，论点难结长久什么结是我什么结给呗。你说的长久个什么结嘛是那，阿拉那么不要大把做，三下就恐怕特别就明觉吧。我长久，特别清白看看啥个。 俺三姐就恐怕特别就嘛，就的，俺的抢救给什么的谁嘛谁来来了嘛？抢救给什么？我什么的退着那么些学生的，那就接班那么些阶段的，初二、初三、初二、初三一些个就错的，俺的三姐就恐怕特别个就来专门做的抢救什么的了，抢救什么的什么了，然后来往院长，初二、初三、初二阶段不，俺家讲个说的比算那么的。
代代现在解释把我那人间什么叫土堆堆堆，生活的生活那些家里长久生命也玩的是麻将呢，俺的那参加就恐怕多把个就没有玩一张，你就这样那么大生活的，生活没了，那么长久呗，长那么长久就是，就是没久呗，乱点那么些长久生命叫解释长久生命叫鬼不出的钱，嗯。
So this section explains why we need to generate bodhicitta, why does one need to cultivate bodhicitta mind. Even though having completed the practice of renunciation, perfected the master teachings of renunciation, practice of renunciation, but if that mind, if one does not move on to cultivate the mind of bodhicitta, it does not become the cause of enlightenment. So therefore it says, even if renunciation has been developed, if it is not possessed by the mind of enlightenment, it does not become the cause of the perfect bliss of unsurpassed enlightenment. Therefore, the wise generate the supreme mind of enlightenment. So this bodhicitta mind is described as being like an alchemic elixir, whereby there's this particular verse that describes the two types of merits, the merit of fortune and the merit of wisdom. By relying on these two merits, the completion or the accumulation of these two sets of merit, then does one come to achieve the fully enlightened state of Buddhahood. So this is not possible without generating the mind of bodhicitta. Without bodhicitta mind, one is not able to complete the two accumulations of merit of fortune and merit of wisdom, particularly merit of fortune. So therefore, in order to achieve full Buddhahood, one needs to
generate mind bodhicitta. No. 因为他学了修习与境界之人，是吧？我就是，我就讲的什么，那么人碰到的，那那两件事，这学了修习与境界之人。 너가 내게 치우마 담비 담비담 단지자지 태베 부슬루 말을 민베 마지막 끊어지 몸에 씹어지신 깨와로 농아승지 진짜 매바 나를 내가 된들 주위에 만남지 안주삼네 삼조 깨바 제자네 어디선 거래 그와 우리가 수자 추우시 진지 차이가나 추워대라 아니 뒤 추워다 대비 추워서 시와래 뒤 추워다 위 추워 대비 추워 말해 비 추워 시비 추워서 추워 시워 되기 주체네 아니 다 대비 추워 깨와다 가와다 나와다 치워기 아니 제가 나지 동아 사전에 내지 분부대 그와 수자 추우시 진지지 아니, 도박가비 내지, 아, 선호다, 선호 많이 밀어라, 나와서와 그 미우 밀어라, 소리, 술, 아니, 술다, 추우시, 이제 도가 내지, 지금 뭐, 담배 담, 당신 짜지, 차비야, 무슨 좀, 어, 머리 비면 배배, 아니, 마셔, 끊어, 티바. 아니, 코알라 타면, 스바요, 몸에 스바리 지신 깨와로, 세. 아니, 다, 토마네 다 봐도, 아니, 다, 어, 레다님은 그 샤완도 주제 사전 예련지 풍보대, 랜, 친, 랜이, 아니, 동아지도 와다, 도유 동아다, 차와도 지그 동아라서 와, 동아숨지, 진짜 매법은 난데. 섬자는 그래, 와. 동아숨지, 내가 된다 주위에 만남지, 세리카라, 된다, 섬자는 대다하게, 아니, 다 동아숨지, 나수 대다하게, 대, 삼니, 아니다. 대다 동아지 나와라 미세바기 인제당 동아 대다당 차와대 따라랑게 최고 냠바기 좀더기 인제 깨니 인제 뒤장비 아니 대다 동아가 저와 제바대라 아니 나는 뭐 양다바 쪽에 사야 코는 콤바 마도 바 마도 바라 아니 동아라 좀미도 바 인장 아니 장주 그 섬께 봐 내가 된다 주위에 만남지 안주 삼네 섬조 깨봐 쯔시 가라 오다 섬께 깨비 수대 도시체 대수 대수라 된다 비 섬께 깨만 마인 바치 앙암 수시 깨디 삼라 아니 섬께 깨비 차대 대인 바래
So therefore, then it goes about to say how to generate the mind of enlightenment. And here, there are two ways, if one looks at the Lamrim outline, there are two manners of generating bodhicitta mind. First is what we call the six causes and one result. And the second one method is the exchanging of self and others. So essentially, both these two techniques have as their primary purpose, which is as generating the mind of great compassion. By generating great compassion, only then can one actually give rise to the produce the result of the bodhicitta mind. So we look at the verse where it says number 7, swept away by the current of the four powerful rivers, tied by the tight bonds of karma, so hard to undo. So this section here describes the pitiful state of sentient beings. You know, one meditates upon the suffering of sentient beings within cyclic existence in order to generate great compassion, which will lead to the mind of bodhicitta. So here the four currents or the four torrents or four powerful rivers has two aspects. There is the causal aspect and the resultant aspect. The causal aspect refers to the four things, desire, view, and the right force of deeds, as well as ignorance. And as a result of these four, then this causes us to have the four types of suffering, which is birth, aging, sickness, and death. So then as a result of that, one is constantly reborn in cyclic existence with this contaminated aggregates. There is the basis of all our sufferings, a basis from which all our negative karma ripen. So therefore it says, swept away by the current of the four powerful rivers, as we explained above, and tied by the tight bonds of karma, so hard to undo. And sentient beings are constantly caught in the iron net of self-grasping, grasping and adhering to this grasping at the inherently existent self, and therefore are completely enveloped by the total darkness of ignorance, this bewilderment of being blind towards the truth. And you're constantly under the chains of ignorance. Therefore, sentient beings are never free from samsara, can never, almost unable to free themselves from samsara. They are endlessly reborn in cyclic existence and ceaselessly tormented by the three sufferings. So because of the, under the chains of ignorance, they're constantly being reborn into contaminated aggregates and experience the three types of suffering of pain, change, and all-pervasive compounded suffering. So therefore, one, by thinking that all mothers are in such a condition, generate the supreme mind of enlightenment. By contemplating upon the suffering of mother sentient beings, one develops a strong desire to become a protector, to freedom, protector for them, to free them and guide them out of this miserable state of cyclic existence. And so one is unable to do so without attaining the perfect state of enlightenment of Buddhahood. Therefore, one aspires to achieve Buddhahood for their benefit. And so, and not just a merely a fabricated mind of a bodhicitta, a mind of enlightenment, but an actual direct experience, unfabricated mind of bodhicitta mind, which is what we seek to achieve.
Oh yeah, that day is how you get to say something. That's why you end up at Tawa Shepa Tela, you end up at Tawa Tori Sutan. You end up at Tawa, I need to give him back.
So earlier on, Rinpoche apparently had also recited the definition of having generated the mind enlightenment. In short, if like the mother whose cherished son has fallen in the pit of fire and who experiences even 1 second of suffering as an unbearable eternity, your reflection on the suffering of all mother sentient beings has made it impossible for you to bear the suffering for even 1 second. And the wish seeking enlightenment for their sake arises without effort, then you realize the supreme precious mind of enlightenment. So next we talk about the reason to meditate on the right view. Without the wisdom realizing ultimate reality, even though you have generated renunciation and the mind of enlightenment, you cannot cut the root cause of circling. So the root cause of circling here refers to constantly circling within cyclic existence, within samsara. And the root cause of that is the adherence or the grasping at the self as being truly existence. If one is unable to abandon such an adherence, adherence to true existence, one would not be able to abandon samsara, though one might have already mastered the minds of renunciation and bodhicitta. Therefore, it says, therefore attempt a method to realize dependent arising. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That is it, that our division, but cousin. Never to be shared, and then I'm going to charge some of the civics of what Japan may never take it, and it will be Tana Bear. Conship conjecture, not Tamjaki, Dinana, Lua, Medonsi, maybe there's all kind of greasy, but in the Sanja Gibby, Lamla Shoe, said our division by it. Conship conjecture, not Tamjaki, Sigala, and you call and Jubisham Bar. Maribadala, you want to jiggle there. 아니 어 뉘제빌레라 때네 아니 남시 남시에 때네 미수 때네라서 코안 주비를 봐 라시지 매장 아니 코안 주비를 봐 바탕 아니 만 코안 노비를 봐 세대 가르세를 세대 가라 아니 말이 봐 노베 아니 말이 붙거나 사대 레사 봐도 레사 봐 레디 봐 남시에 그 또 봐인다 我 텐더와데 라시지 메다다 코안도 베르마다 코안주 베르마 오 텐더위 코네지 쳐탐제 가시 코네 쳐나 남지 대다기 균대기 르마 대다 코안주 베르마도 균대다 코안도 베르마도 제베 균대기 르마 대다 가시 코네 쳐나 균대 균대기 르마 대다 루와 메바 천년도 도바당 얼마 좋더마 가시 코네 쳐나 탐제지 균대나야 미 루와 메도 신세 Maybe that's what can you quit you bar, said a dancing, Mari Baggy, maybe that's what the doubt is in body. I shall you kiss her, and the Sanjay give you Lamla Shuba, maybe that's what can you quit you, but then you somewhat, then the Sanjay give you Lamla Shu.
So then, verse 10 it says, one who sees the cause and effect of all phenomena of both cyclic existence and the state beyond sorrow as forever unbetraying. So here, state beyond sorrow refers to nirvana. So if one were to combine this with the Lamrim outline here, it says cyclic existence refers to the manner of one, the manner that one enters or takes rebirth within cyclic existence. And also, the state beyond sorrow here, this section talks about how one reverses that process, you know, in order to be free from cyclic existence. And the root of it all lies at the mind of bewilderment, the mind of ignorance that grasps our inherent existence. So here, by seeing these two stages, the stages of entering, how one causes rebirth in cyclic existence, and how one frees oneself, one reverses that process. So when, by seeing the cause and effect of all phenomena in these two processes as being forever unbetraying, you know, then one strives to destroy the root of cyclic existence. And it says here, and for whom any object trusted in by the grasping mind has completely disappeared. So this is any object trusted in by the grasping mind refers again to the grasping at the, or adherence to the truly existent I or self. And one seeks to eliminate that. If one has achieved that, if one is able to eliminate that, has at that time entered the path pleasing the Buddhas.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 지시소서나와 대세도 다동투 요구받아봐 매세. 그러와? 다, 땡디를, 땡디 샤디 쌈바, 아니, 랑시지 똥바 샤오메도 봐. 그러와? 어, 그 랑시지 똥바 샤디 간라, 땡디 샤오메도 봐. 다, 랑디 춥담아와, 마, 콘드, 나시, 워마 나시 채네. 그러와? 네. 대세, 대, 순하세. 어, 等着等着这边拿着说完了说看着送来去完了趁着去完电去吧天一开了这玩意找我妈的这不够见你送完了行看着送来去完了趁着去完电去吧是等着这玩意出完银呗啊你让谁去出啊出吧出啊的银吧的等着个军在那等着出吧银子啊你趁着个去完电吧去吧哦等电吧去吧哦那趁着我的让 电竞电话中啊给电竞电话中啊银白啊让信息马住吧让信息动吧我的一张让信息动吧啊那快些吧你再等等那我等着路啊没把汤是敌人不的是吧那我等着路啊没把汤把开连这边过完呢其实说说那我提示都他从土边光把大把有啊马的是等着交替怎么动把下面都动把下对等着交没都把天天干了
So next, the definition of not having completed the analysis of the right view in verse 11. If the appearance of dependent relation, which is unbetraying, is accepted separately from emptiness. So if one is, and as long as you're seen as separate, then one has not realized, still not realized the Buddha's intent. So here it says, if one is looking, whenever one looks at dependent arising, then one is unable to focus on emptiness, you know, lacking inherent existence self. So, but whenever one looks at emptiness, one is unable to accept or to establish the independent arising, you know. So therefore, this is something similar to, then one has a mind that is similar to the lower tenets, lower schools of tenets, whereby, you know, they are unable to combine these two streams of thought or views together. When they look at emptiness, they are unable to look at dependent arising. When they're dependent arising, they are unable to look at emptiness. So therefore, one has still these two views as separate streams of thought, you know, then one, as long as they're seen as separate, as it mentions here, then one has not realized the Buddha's intent, and one has not realized the ultimate view of emptiness that's intended by the Buddha. Nos?
So then the definition, having completed analysis of right view, if these two realizations of dependent arising and emptiness are happening simultaneously without alternation. So as mentioned before, if one has not mastered the view, whenever one meditates on or focuses or absorbs in this view of dependent arising, one simply is unable to, you know, simultaneously do that with emptiness. One has to deal with the two subjects in an alternating way. So therefore, however, there will come one point of time when one is able to focus on these two simultaneously. Only then one would have achieved a view of emptiness. How is that so? When that happens, when one looks at dependent arising, one's immediate comprehension is that of emptiness. And when one looks at emptiness, one comprehends dependent arising. So as Michelle also quoted from different scriptures, where it says that which is produced from causes and conditions, you know, are by nature naturally not established, not truly existent. That which has arisen, that which needs to rely upon causes and conditions to come into existence, necessarily does not have true existence. That which is born from causes and conditions is not truly born, for there is no truly self-existent phenomenon. So this way, when one sees dependent arising phenomena coming into existence depending on causes and conditions, then therefore one understands it to be necessarily referring to emptiness at the same time. You know, these two views come to complement each other. So it says, and for merely seeing dependent relation as completely unbetraying, the definite ascertainment comes that completely destroys the way all objects are apprehended. So this is the apprehension of true
existence or the grasping or the adherence to the view of true existence. And that is completely destroyed when one achieves this true mastery of combining the dependent arising and the right view of emptiness. And therefore it says, at that time, the analysis of the ultimate view is complete.
Then it says the definition of having completed the analysis of right view. So here you're talking about emptiness. So essentially, what is emptiness? Emptiness is referring to that all phenomena are dependent arising. You know, the dependent arising meaning that they need to necessarily have come into existence independence upon another. You know, independence upon another, whether it is an external phenomena or internal. External internal phenomena, there needs to be phenomena have come into existence by relying upon their parts in order to come into formation. So therefore, all phenomena come into existence by relying upon their parts. You know, then that which does not rely upon, does not need to rely upon parts, that is, does not need to depend on its parts and portions to come into formation, and that is what we call the object of refutation. So this is how we recognize the object of refutation. So as mentioned a quotation earlier, that which is arisen from others or from causes and conditions and parts and so forth, then that is not truly born, that is not truly produced, because it is it does not have independence, you know, to it does not have the right or the nature to exist from its own right. It is produced by dependent on its parts coming together. And so here this selflessness, this is what we call emptiness or selflessness, that has two parts, the selflessness of phenomena and the selflessness of persons. The selflessness of persons is referring to the empty, being empty or devoid of the truly existent self that does not, that is independent, that does not have to rely on the congregation coming together of the five aggregates. You know, so by not that I that does not depend on the coming together of the five aggregates, that has an independent identity, that is the object of refutation, and emptiness is precisely the emptiness of that. And then when there is the emptiness of a phenomena, then
as mentioned before, that which is produced from these parts and portions is devoid of that, independent of that, as having a true self-identity. That is precisely what is being negated in this view. Yes.
Oh yeah, that is Newcastle. Tombarashi, Oi, Rashi, you trouble, you ever thought what day? You touch it. Then a meba de metache. Then a meba de metache. Then a meba da veta what de metache and a tossing body. Is a share another yota sewa sang, say gana. Then you do someone like then a Rashi, you ever tavi, Rashi, you ever the sewa yota, share another yota sewa tongues. Don't be meta saying, say, Rashiji me, but lo you do someone like then, Rashiji me, young, then a memogova. Then a memoga teach at a seva in bed. She had not a yota seva, don't be meta saying, don't be me, say. Anita, Nabashanju could do that, you don't do which I will choose, Jenna. Only tantita will sub a minjuro, Senator, do somebody.
Then the next section, the particular special quality of the Prasangika view, verse 13, it says, furthermore, appearance eliminates the extreme of existence, and emptiness eliminates the extreme of non-existence. So here there are two views being addressed here. The view of the extreme of existence is the view of what we call eternalism, that all phenomena necessarily have true nature or established, truly established from their own side, having true nature of inherent self. And then there is the emptiness eliminating the extreme of non-existence. So the extreme of non-existence is the view of annihilism, whereby one negates the existence of any type of phenomena, saying that all phenomena do not exist whatsoever in any way possible. So here, in this case, one employs the two aspects of this view, dependent arising and emptiness, in order to overcome or negate these two views. When one talks about dependent arising, then one understands from due to the force of that, one negates the view of eternalism, realizing that how phenomena have come about due to causes and conditions. So therefore, they do not have true existence, and because of that, not having true existence, therefore they are not eternally true or eternally real. And therefore, and likewise with the view of emptiness, when one meditates on emptiness and how all phenomena lack true existence, so therefore one comes through the force of that, one understands phenomena does not have true existence, therefore they are dependent arising. And because of that, one is able to overcome or negate the view of nihilism, which is holding on to the extreme of non-existence. So if you realize how emptiness manifests in a manner of cause and effect, you know, when these two, emptiness and dependent arising, play the role of cause and effect, in relation to correlation with each other, then you are not captivated by wrong notions holding extreme views. Yes.
Oh yeah, that thing is that's how much time you have. Any time you just say, "I'm that," any time we sing it, any time you learn it, but it's not good. Or time you do it, that's why. Any time, chances are not good. Time is not good. 만다네 년적이 차지지 더 받쳐 말아야 아니 돈이 더비 아니 가서래 또 왔다 왔고 봐 년적이 살아라 와대 배자 시라지 바로 듣지 말아 나와 차오 선이 아니 대동 말아 소화다 아니 다 되니 가서래 어 진주 가서장 간지 눈을 남대니 매번 차지 매번 송 세이 그래 시라 눈 시라지 바로 듣으면 너의 가서 아니, 돈이 더 비교해. 람디 매발라, 찬주 신부 가야 토바만, 토바 매발 순방이자. 아니, 사모 똥바니라. 말람나? 아니, 타바 가야 토미르마이자. 똥바니라. 땅, 여와 로크와 드림 바리.
So next, the last section, where it says, having gained definite ascertainment advice on pursuing the practice. Sorry. Before that, then here we have completed up to this point of time the explanation regarding the three principles of renunciation, bodhicitta, and view of emptiness. Though one might have generated, perfected views of renunciation as well as bodhicitta mind, if one has not perfected the view of emptiness, mastered the view of emptiness, one is unable to achieve full enlightenment of Buddhahood. So therefore, in the Heart Sutra, it says at the end of the after the mantra, it says, this is how the bodhisattvas train. This is a manner to the bodhisattvas train. So therefore, and also quoting from different sutra sources, you know, that one can see how that the view of emptiness is extremely important and vital in the role of existing one to achieve the state of Buddhahood. Yes.
오야 다든지 인자다 권도시와 나신이 내신 매나니 아니 거기에 된다니 와시와 그 탐에 방해신이 와르고 자주지세 매나니 아니 산재주 고마토지 그 주름을 줘봐인장 자주지세만 그 샘생이 예장 양답에 따와 매나니 아니 거기에 따와 제바 민유바 인장 다 남지 써봤으나 남고에 같은데 인바리 제가 어디 인장 남고에 인장 등이 다 가서 咱们今天在他们上面，他就吃不着，吃不没了。太大，咱们就做，那么些，那么让个些，些些多比这些，他咱们就做，那么是不安全，吃些，养大吧，养大的大吧的，咱们就做，送不得，俺那车上就点了，他们呢，俺那两个人我就想，俺那咱们就要不要不去写呢，到底怎么？ 아니, 切切话切有个话的，他搞个民族人把人咋，那那个让个切切多别的，俺那绿的这些也把他，什么那么多了也把给，也把代表过来。俺那告诉的，也把推呢，告诉他，他那咱们就做，那时候就那让也把带那，俺那也把切有过来，俺那登记对嘛，你登记对嘛，俺那他把他参与全部空嘛。
So this final section here, having gained definite ascertainment, advice on pursuing the practice. So the above sections, well, we have said, is to summarize, without renunciation, one is unable to be free of samsara. Without the bodhicitta mind, one is unable to one does not have the cause to the primary cause to achieve Buddhahood, and despite having these two, renunciation, bodhicitta, but without the right view of emptiness, one is unable to sever the root of cyclic existence, which is ignorance. So therefore, and then here Lama Tsongkhapa advises Tsagung Aung Trapa by saying, in this way, you realize exactly the vital points of the three principal aspects of the path. So here, realize here referring to having, by relying on the force of hearing and contemplating on the teachings, by hearing the teachings from Lama Tsongkhapa, then having ascertained these teachings, having understood them well, the next step would be to bring them further into realization through the tool of meditation. So having known well, you know, to further them into realizations through meditation, therefore it says, resort to seeking solitude in order to further one's meditation on these three principles. Generate the power of effort and quickly accomplish your final goal, my child. So here, my child refers to Lama Tsongkhapa's affection for Tsagung Aung Trapa as being a very close disciple, addressing him in a very affectionate way.
我呀，天天也上，天到那么早我去不及时中间，我汤嘛了，俺那他妈大把那个人吧嘞，等于咱俺做云南人，我他天哪些钱呢？工资是不哪些钱呢？俺那啷子做，那么是他们，他上些点了他，俺他上些点了，别把些个了，俺了别，退我去给的，该去回来的，我退我钱呢？俺那退我钱完了，等呢，俺那那路了毛病，忙不塞吧，退我怎么没事这么一，工作了说没劲，哪去做？工作也欠没吧，碰吧做，碰吧就讲没在找我钱，我是往哪些钱呢？我他们退我开去吧，退了钱那么些我就是，退我钱完了，等那啷子就那些，我的俺那退完地了，啷子就那些为干了，俺那都不，都俺就接接个就得把人抓吧，俺那得把就就就俺那给完了这么样子，俺那最终就拿我当个员外的。 俺那退完退嘛，人把帮我是退完钱完了，再呢，俺那我那个，俺那退嘛也别吃我他们家帮的，俺那又给我了自己都难的，俺那主要人咋定自己拿我当个活的，我天天给自己拿我当，俺那定自己拿我，也定哦定定自己拿我去，第一天都俺那他。
卡说的，考完了多把钱吧，俺那没办法，多把做个三节油，恐怕多把钱吧了。俺多把钱吧，怕些，因为我在司机这边怕钱来接我帮我过完印章，再帮完钱吧了。俺那我写了不给多把钱帮过完印章，退完地了，退完退，退完银行的我托是银行的，银行人带我托吧，他都是银吧的。退印章，我头上公司也马着吧，托嘛写吧钱的，开些修。 我等呢，退不退的，三，光，俺们恐怕看呢，看都白的。俺那他，我因为，他说的，经济是他的，才的，人家就找他，落了地，三年就恐怕托不住把钱，他等着就现在的，等于咱，厂嘛给，他老早那样了，开始不起来加油的，是，嗯。
So here it says, in this way you realize exactly the vital points of the three principles of the path. Resort to seeking solitude, generate the power effort, and quickly accomplish your final goal, my child. So here, even though you know technically, historically, this text was composed for by Lama Tsongkhapa for his very close disciple whom he affectionately calls his child, which is referring to Tsagong Ngawang Trakpa. But we, being followers of future generation disciples of Lama Tsongkhapa, we can understand this last two words, my child, as being in specific reference to all of us as well, of future generations of disciples. And addressing us in a very instructional way, that one should engage in hearing, contemplation, as well as meditation upon these points of the path. It is important to practice whatever one has heard, and by doing so, one is no longer ignorant of the true nature of things. That which is by hearing the teachings, that which is unclear becomes clarified, and through hearing, one comes to know all phenomena, all dharmas. One comes to know the points of adopting and abandonment, what is to be adopted, what practices are to be adopted, what are the wrong things that are to be abandoned, you know, and then one engages in virtue, one strives in virtue, and this is like the three higher trainings compared to the higher training of ethics. And then through hearing, the extensive hearing of the teachings, the wise or the scholarly are able to abandon meaningless affairs, meaningless pursuits. And this is like the higher training of meditative concentration. And then through hearing, one is able to achieve Buddhahood, and which is here we mentioned earlier through the force of the wisdom realizing emptiness. By cultivating the wisdom realizing emptiness, one is able to attain the peace of nirvana, of full enlightenment Buddhahood. So this is equivalent to the higher training of wisdom. So therefore, it is important in order to attain such a complete state of Buddhahood, whereby one completely ceases, eliminates, exhausts all faults that exist, and one comes to complete and perfect and master all the qualities that one can possibly achieve this fully enlightened state of Buddhahood. In order to achieve that, well, it is very important for one to engage extensive study of the Buddha Dharma. So here, as we all know, there are actually currently existing commentaries on the three principles of the path, and also there are various Lamrim commentaries, the greater, more extensive commentaries of the path enlightenment, or even the briefer ones. You know, so there are varying lengths of commentaries on the path enlightenment. So please definitely read these commentaries and listen to these teachings as much as one is able to. As Lama Tsongkhapa exhorts us disciples, we have to engage in extensive listening to the teachings, and whatever we have teachings that we have heard, we should practice it according to the best of our ability, to the best of our capacity. So please definitely keep this in your heart, in your minds, to make it a goal and aim to always study and to practice, cultivate the teachings of the Lamrim.
Yes. Oh yeah,
thank you.